The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Monday night's leadership call. Welcome, welcome. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the leadership call here for Monday night. My name is Rick Mendez. I am an integrated presidential director, and we have got a wildly exciting call for you this evening. You're really going to love it. This is the call that everybody wants to be on, because you want to be sure to know what's going on, be connected to the latest information, and also be connected to what others are doing to grow their businesses around you. And of course, all the super information coming out of our corporate partners. So tonight we're going to talk about something that that I think you'll find really interesting. In fact, Forbes magazine, Wall Street Journal, Inc., Fast Company, all these different sources have been starting to pick up on a very new phenomenon. And that is that September is the new January. That's right, it's the new January. What's going on is this craze around the country where people are setting their New Year's resolutions early. They're starting now in September. In fact, they're starting to look at September as a great time to restart on goals, to reset goals, to reframe their thinking and what they're looking at and the future things that they want to accomplish. And you know, it's not like it's a weird time of year for that to happen, because think about it. Kids are going back to school. The routines are changing, your schedules are changing, your day-to-day changes. So why not? Why not September? Why not start now and set yourself up for a fantastic January for your business? And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Some of the things that we've been doing, some of the things that some of our leaders have been doing to just set themselves up for a really strong end of the year, finish of the year. You know, for years, I've always thought, and as I've done trainings in different places, that the fourth quarter didn't have 3 months in it. It really does have 4 months in it, adding September in there so you could always get that strong finish. So, Marge, we're going to talk about that. So why don't you start out with a few of the ideas that you had rolling around on how to make September the new January.
And the new resolution.
Sounds good,
doesn't
it? The
new start to a new resolution. I'm Marge Mendez, Integrated Presidential. And when Dr. A and Dan asked us to jump on and lead this call, we asked if we could bring in a couple of our leaders as well. So you'll be hearing from them. You'll be hearing from Corinne Potter and Michelle and Ed Luft as well, because this is the exact topic that we have been discussing with our team on our team calls. Is now is the time for a new fresh start. There's a sense of a fresh beginning when your kids head back to school, when, you know, a couple weeks ago you started thinking new supplies and getting the mindset in that area. You're heading into a new grade, which is a new level. It brings along with it new challenges that you're gearing. You're setting new goals for what you're going to accomplish in this new coming season. It kind of put to rest August, the lazy days of summer. Now we're moving into more focus, more mental clarity, and really just setting those new goals. And it's not just within our team or within our company, Optavia. It's around the world that the start of school, but especially here in the U.S., where it really does come back to a whole new fresh start. So we're going to cover a couple ideas as well that we've talked about on our call to really give some action steps on things that you can do now to accelerate those goals so you hit them in January. So come January 1, number one, you are ahead of the train. Number two, you're hitting that ground running already. Number three, when January comes around, pressure's off. You don't have to worry about setting a New Year's resolution. You've already done it yourself with your body, with your mind, with your finances, in all areas. And that's the energy and synergy that September brings. So we're going to ask Corinne if she can go ahead and unmute a little bit. And Corinne, on our morning call this morning, we actually talked about this when we brought our team call together. Mm-hmm. And on that call, we talked about, you know, leading with your own health. And go ahead and take the conversation from there a little bit and share some of the actions that our own team are taking with this new fresh start with September.
Awesome. Absolutely. So guys, you know, the first thing is, where are we at in our own health? Just like Marge and Rick are saying, did the summer get the best of us, right? The same with our clients. So so what we would do, my cat. Lorenzo always has to be bought. He thinks he's on the morning call. But So what you want to do is those action steps is reach around to all your clients, starting with your own health, but reaching around, seeing where they're at. Are they, how did they handle summer? So call past clients, present clients, because now we have new tools, right? We have the amazing Life Book and the Transformational System. So so you definitely want to introduce your all your clients to that. They're getting emails for it and seeing how they are doing on their own health journey. So
Right. Great, Corinne. And also, where are you with your own health journey? We know that your business will follow your own health journey. So where are you on your own health journey? Are you utilizing the Life Book yourself? Are you interacting with the app yourself? Are you utilizing the Habit of Health Book yourself? And once you get yourself headed in the right direction, your business will follow as well. So you want to make absolutely sure that you yourself are doing a restart, a fresh launch, a new synergy, just like going out and buying your kids' school supplies and encouraging them that they got a brand new school year before them. Or if you don't have kids, it's just that new crispness in the air and the end of the lazy days of summer. Now is the time to really launch that new start. Ed and Michelle, we talked a little bit this morning about using some of the tools, you know, that are out there that we can relaunch and get familiar with, you know, our coaching guide and et cetera. Why don't the two of you step in a little bit and share some of that? It's kind of like shopping for your new school supplies and knowing how to use your tools as you go into the new school year.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having us on tonight. So here we're in New York. So as soon as September rolls around, you know, the season starts to change and we always feel like we're relaunching. Getting yourself, you know, your own health in check is super key. If your business is lacking, we were talking this morning, throw yourself into FatBurn. Within 4 days, you will be like living out loud and feeling so amazing and able to share this program again. The tools, you know, we're talking transformational system from the first second we speak to anybody about this program. We're not coaching people on a diet. We're not coaching people on weight loss. We're coaching them on a system to envelope them and their life and whatever, you know, their needs are, but just, leading from that place of whole, you know, longevity for lifelong, you know. Yes, and lots of people want to lose weight, and yes, we have the tools to do it. But that is like such a small percent of what we offer. You know, this Life Book is amazing. If you're not working in your Life Book, make a commitment to work in it. Even if you can only do 2 pages per night, or 5 pages per night, or 1 page per night, just like we commit to working social media and working our business and, you know, working all of those things, work the Life Book in. And make a commitment to yourself and to your business to utilize it, because it is a fantastic tool. And it will help you, you know, in your health journey and in your business. And, you know, you really can't coach clients without knowing your tools. This coaching guide is amazing. It's so simple. I used to be an elementary school teacher, so it reminds me a lot of, you know, the teacher edition of the books that would come. It would tell you all the questions to ask your clients, how to work with them. Well, not clients, students at the time, but everything that you need is in here. And I would encourage you, what we did as a team, this will take you 30 minutes to read from front to back. Take 30 minutes one day and read it. if you haven't yet, you know, get yourself, you want to know your tools. It's such an amazing resource. So I love that we were asked to speak about this tonight because we were talking about it this morning. It's just, you know, it's phenomenal where this company is going and how they equip us with everything that we need. It's right in front of you. So just take it and utilize it and spread it to the world.
Absolutely. Great. You have great points that you brought up as we enter into September here and we've got the year before us, the end of the year before us. This is the perfect time to really set new goals, especially financial goals, because there's still enough time in the year to set new aggressive goals and reach them, which can really make a big difference in your financial situation from investments and on. You still have 4 months left in the year to really set a goal and reach that goal. So what I'd like everyone to do, and then we're gonna turn it over to you and Ed for a little bit and hear from the guys, is we're gonna take a few minutes. I'd like to ask all of you to take a few minutes this week and really step back and think about where you want to be, body, mind, and finance on December 31st of 19. Where do you want that year to end? Really think about it right now. And then I want you to go a little further and think of where do you want to be at the start of the school year, the end of summer next year, 1 year from now. Really step back and think about that. And then set those goals and then hit the ground running. You do not have the end of the year. You have a full year in front of you. When that newness of the school season hits you, just like it is your children right now and your college kids that are going to school or in any profession, when you have the ability to set new goals, have a restart, and really just start fresh and start over, it really is a new energy and synergy that comes to your business, your mind, in your health. So really take a few minutes, step back, write out where you want to be on December 31, take it a step further and see where you want to be in 2020. It'll make a significant difference. So let's hear from the guys what their perspective is on this.
Well, you know, Marge, you're so right. I mean, it's the end of the year. You know, we've still got 4 months. So it's really kind of cool. But the idea is, where do you start? A lot of people, when we say, you know, look at your business, look at your health, look at all these things. And you talk about, it can become a little fuzzy for some, and I don't want it to be, I want to make it really clear for you. So I'm going to give you a quick strategy to think about something that'll make it so simple for you to look in the future, right? And act in the now and really bring it home. So there's four words. So if you're taking notes, write these four words down. And if you're not taking notes, by the way, you want to write these four words down. So they're really simple. It's start, stop, more, less. It's that simple. As you're looking at the next few months here, as we're wrapping up 2019 and you're getting ready to really hit 2020 really hard, what do you need to start doing? What is it that you've been missing? You've been trying to get it fit into your schedule. You just haven't found the time, or you haven't found the desire, or you didn't have the knowledge, whatever it may be. What is it that's holding you back that you need to start, and you need to start now? Don't wait. Maybe it's get started on your ILAC qualifications. If you haven't looked at that, get a good look at that, because that is going to be a phenomenal trip, as they always are. Our company goes 5-star all the way. So what do you need to start in order to ensure that the future that you're leading from is really being acted upon right now? But here's the other thing. What are the things you need to stop, right? You know, Dr. A is always talking about the habits, right? The new habits take time to really entrench themselves in your mind and to really make the old habits obsolete. So what is it that you need to stop doing? What are those things that they're not serving you? Maybe they're time wasters. Maybe they're places, they're little traps that catch your attention throughout the day that cumulatively add up to you not being as efficient or as effective as you could be. What is it you need to stop doing? And of course, the other two, more and less, what should you be doing more of? you know, maybe you're hitting 3-3-3 really hard. As you know, a lot of our boot camp talks about that. Right on the map, it talks about the 3-3-3. Well, what do you need to do more of? Maybe you need to change 3-3-3. Maybe you could up that game a little bit. Maybe you could up that game a lot and get a better result. What do you need to do more of? And of course, what do you need to do less of? What are those time traps, those time bandits, if you will, that are pulling you off task, that are taking you away from the things that are really causing the growth in your business? So as you're looking at these last few months, of the year, think about start, stop, more, less, and that'll give you a great beginning to a really rock solid plan for the last quarter of the year. So with that, Ed, I know you, you're the numbers guy in the family, right? Ed's always looking at numbers. So Ed, maybe you could share with us a couple of numbers that these leaders should be looking at in their businesses, some things that that they should be tracking, taking a peek at, and seeing how they're going as we enter the end of the year.
Sure. And so Rick, you mentioned the ILAT trip, and I think, we're already in September here, and you can't put a price tag on these incentive trips and the training that comes along with them. So if you're not looking at those qualifications, I suggest you do that. There's reports in there to understand what path you are. So know your own path, and then identify the leaders in your business and those people that want to run with you and lock arms and you know, get there. I think the qualifications are great in that it's designed for growth, and you know, path four, for example, is basically, you know, bring path one and two with you. So that's great. But really, you know, I think a lot of this is consistency, and so you want to goal set, you want to dream big, and then you need an action plan to do it. Some of the things we look at, for example, with the ILAT trip is, people's frontline volume, right? That FQV and make sure that they have qualifying volume that's going to aggregate up to get them there. You don't want to fall short towards the end of the year. So keep an eye on that. We really look at a lot of things, but work with your mentorship. If you have any questions about the trip, definitely reach out to your mentorship.
And if I could just jump in, you know, when you dream big, I always say this, you know, on our morning call, it's not just, you know, like a thing that you make up, like really put yourself where you want to be, right? And I love that Rick always has us do this. Write down the details. If there's something that you want in December or next September, don't just write down a sentence, write down every little detail of what you want it to look like. And then get an action plan together. What do you have to do to get you there? And you know, you have to do the work. So what I love about Optavia is that, you know, this is such an amazing business and such an amazing avenue to help, you know, hundreds, handfuls, thousands of people, you know, get what they want. And in turn, when you help others, you get what you want. So it's all about helping others, but you do have to do the work. So being consistent and making that promise to yourself to do what it is that you said you've done, you want to do, will help you get where you want to be. So I always tell everybody, dream big, make an action plan, but do the work.
Amen. Great. On that. Great advice, guys, for both of you.
You know, I'd like to add a little bit to that. And you know, you might be saying, okay, so where do I start? I love how Rick said, start, stop, more or less. So there's, you know, something that we talk about is the opposite, right? So is what you're doing serving you well, right? So ask yourself that and start. If it feels, you know, I like to talk about being uncomfortable. So start. And if you feel uncomfortable, then you need to be doing more of that, okay? And we joke about doing the opposite of what might be your first intention. You know, like if you would normally say, oh, I don't want to reach out, or I don't know how to do the report, should I reach up to my mentorship? Do the opposite of what yourself is telling you. Step in and do it. So you know.
What if the opposite were true?
What if the opposite were true?
What if the opposite were true? When you give, when that drunk monkey talks on your shoulder, stop and stop him and say, what if the opposite were true? What if instead of saying I'm not good at that, what if I was good at that? What if I said I can learn how to do that? What if the opposite is true?
And you know, Corinne, you know, and just the, you know, Corinne, you're so right. It's a, and Michelle, because it's about action. But it is about changing that drunk monkey message, because when, you know, a lot of us, we talk about, and Dr. A, he wrote this little book called Identity. Remember that one? because we identify sometimes with our stories that we tell ourselves. And sometimes, you know, we you know, as Corinne says, hey, I'm not good at that, or I don't do this very well. And we always say this, and we talk about it all the time. What if the opposite were true? And then, you know, that, and then comma, what would you do then? Right. If the opposite were true, then you would, well, I'm going to make that phone call. I'm going to do that approach like Dan Bell teaches us to do all the time. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to go to that event. I'm going to not be the, you know, against the wall, you know, holding a cocktail in my hand. I'm going to actually get out there and talk to people and network with them. And I will get out on Facebook and I will do a live video. Hello. How many of you are not doing that yet? Do it, you know, get out there, do
Maybe
it.
Maybe it's what? A fresh start it's, for it, social it media. Is. It is the accelerator.
That's, if, for those of you who business. Aren't, that's your New Year's, September New Year's resolution is to do that live video tonight. Don't yeah. even wait. Do yeah. it tonight.
You yeah. know, September has a sense of a fresh start. And, you know, there's a quote that I actually read. And, you know, it said that we've all been trained to have a back to school mindset from early on, because we've all started all the way back to kindergarten or preschool and nursery school. So it really is the time to set a new level and to set a new challenge with reaching that new level. And September sees, according to Forbes magazine, so this is key, because it is our season. It is the time. Everyone has the mindset right now of new beginnings, body, mind, and finance. So they are looking for us, not just us wanting to help them. They are wanting to find us. So September sees more business goal setting than January, and it gives us the benefit of insight from the last 8 months and setting the new goals to reach the new challenges and overcome them with the obstacle is the way, and reach those goals in the remaining 4 months. So September really is the new January, and we are all used to that. It's already been programmed in your mind. All you need to do now is put pen to paper, start journaling, journal out tonight, like I asked. Think, where do you want 2020 to be? 2020, woo, that's what we're planning already, is 2020. Where do you want that to be? Their journaling is nothing new. It's been around since Dan Bell and Dr. A created this program. We used to get little journals. It's in the Optavia guide. Break out a new journal. Create that journal of what you're going to do in the next 4 months. Action steps. Lead with your own health first. Know your tools. Are you utilizing the Life Book, the Habit of Health Book? Have you even downloaded the app yet? That may be a fresh start for some of you if you haven't already. Number two is coaching guide. Are you familiar with the coaching guide? It is the spot on best tool ever on how to coach your clients with the Habit of Health system. It is all there spelled out for you. Dr. A wrote it all out there. ILAC qualifications and the compensation. Dan Bell nailed it with our compensation. And to reach those ILAC qualifications, we all want to be there together. So you've got plenty of time to make those qualifications. And then, you know, four is energy, synergy. Like Corinne said, what if the opposite were true and you met your goals? And know how good it's going to feel to come to the end of 2019 ahead of the game. Instead of saying, I wish I had, you're going to say, I'm glad I did. So Rick, I'm going to turn it back over.
It's like making a New Year's resolution for yourselves, for your business. You know, September is the new January. So make your New Year's resolutions now in September.
Now there.
So all I can tell you is if you aren't on fire right now, your wood's wet. You got to fix that. You just got to fix that right now and get that fixed. So I know that Laura, we had some slides and I think this might be a good opportunity for us to pop up some of the upcoming things. You know, these Monday night calls are so important. I know that Marge and I put them into our schedule so that we're sure that we're here, you know, on Monday nights. And there's a lot more, as you see on the screen. We also have Wednesday, September 11th, this week. We have a webinar. The information is right on your slide there. And it's about, hey, what else but football, right? And there's going to be some football success stories. So that should prove to be interesting. Maybe we'll even learn ahead of time who the Super Bowl contenders might be with this group. I don't know. But we are going to be featuring some folks that came out of the sports industry and are now successful with Optavia. So we're excited about that. And then also, if we can put the next slide tonight. We are going to have our field training, as we always do. Charlene Green is going to be on how to share your story effectively. And, you know, that's so important because you, without being able to share your story, it's really hard to relate what we do and how we do it. So that'll be a great topic. And, of course, we all love when Charlene gets on there and gets chatting with us because she does such a great job. So that's coming up tonight. And so, Laura, is there more? What else do we have coming up? Any other? Oh, okay, good. No.
Nope, so, that'll be it. We're all set.
That'll be it. Now, again, just one last reminder for everyone also is that the Healthy Habits for All, which is coming up. I know the flagship.
We are in it. It started this week. Habits for All. I believe all of our four flagship locations have been sold out.
Woo-hoo! Woo!
This is applause. If you are on mute, get those hands in the air and get going.
In the air.
We have sold out our four flagships, which is phenomenal. But that doesn't stop you from participating.
That's right.
You know, I want to share an idea that one of our coaches had today that she shared with our team. Zena actually over the weekend held a vegetable sales stand in front of her home with her children. They sold bananas and apples and oranges, and it was you got to pick whatever you wanted out of the basket as long as you made a donation. It got the kids involved. It got a donation going. She was able to talk about what Healthy Habits for All is and how they were taking it out into the community. So that's just one small idea. Get out there to a food pantry, help people in a food pantry and help them as well. You know, there's so many different things you can do. Healthy happy hours within your home, donations that you can collect. Remember, if you go under OptaviaEvents.com, you will see the link right there for Healthy Habits for All, and you can get the ideas and exactly what this is all about. For us, I am the ambassador for the Brooklyn location, and I am so excited over that because it is truly the grassroots movement of what Optavia is all about. Can you imagine, you know, the song, in the year 2525? Okay, well, I'm not going to sing. Obviously, I can't. But can you imagine if in the year 2525, I can't believe I did that in front of 3,000 people. Okay, if you could imagine 2525, your grandchildren or your children or your great-grandchildren are all being taught the habits of health curriculum within the schools. And our healthy lunches have moved beyond masked, mushed, and mashed potatoes. Okay, that they are no longer a tan plate, that they are truly being taught and given and living the habits of health transformational system. That is where I see Healthy Habits for All going. Right now, we're starting with the underserved community and reaching them first with our Healthy Habits for All, because our program itself can reach those that are not underserved. We are able to reach all with our Healthy Habits for All. So you want to talk about seeing a future and a new fresh start and a new beginning? Recognize this program will be in the academic programs in the future, and we're going global with that. Thank you, Dan Bell and Dr. A and OptaVia, for the vision that they have and never losing sight of that in all the years that they're here. So I'm gonna ask everyone, before we bring it to a close, to give just an outline of one or two things that everyone can be implementing right now in their business to relaunch, fresh start, new level, new challenge. Your kids are back to school. Take yourself back to your business and get it going. Don't wait till January 1. Corinne, two things you tell your team to implement.
Well, absolutely, your own health and check in with every client. Make sure that they know about the life book, and you read through your OptaVia guide, your coaching guide, so you know exactly what to ask your clients. Super. Shell, Ed?
Yeah. So I agree with all of that you said. I challenge everybody on here to go live every single day in the month of September, and to take 30 minutes and read through your coaching guide and get to know your tools.
Awesome. Ed?
Do your map.
Awesome, Ed. That was great.
Awesome.
All right, everybody. Listen, jump over to the other call. It's going to be fantastic. Charlene Green will be there smiling as she always is.
Four words. What are the four words you'd say?
Start, stop, more, less. Get her done.
Write that list out and put the items underneath it. Start, stop, more, less. Abundant blessings. God bless everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
See you on the training.
Good night, everyone.
Bye. Good night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.